stories online.
When people talk about long-distance relationships or long-distance friendships, it's often referring to geographics. Geographics that we can comprehend, that we can easily go by. And this week's EPP bonus episode, EPP 100 of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear about one amazing long-distance relationship or friendship that truly will blow your mind on what the word distance means. You don't want to miss EPP 100 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up to get this and all 100 bonus episodes right now at ghostpodcast.com. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. He was just staring at something, so I asked him, "What's wrong?" He pointed slow and stiff. Like I could see his lips trembling a bit. I looked over to where he was pointing and saw something that I couldn't quite make out. So he slowly walked over so I could get a better look at the hell he was looking at, and as we came up to it, I realized it was a wagon. The same goddamn wagon from the story his buddy done told us about. The wagon was beat to shit and flipped upside down. I told his buddy to wait here, and I walked up, lifted it up, and flipped it over. As I flipped it, I jumped back. My blood froze. His buddy let out a squeal, but cupped his hands over his mouth to silence himself. We were both staring at a filthy, torn-up blue dress that little girl was wearing. Right next to it, halfway buried in the soil, was my boy's walkie-talkie. I picked it up and got nothing. Batteries were dead. They were dead as the hope I had in my heart ever finding my boy. I gulped and responded, "I'm sorry for your loss, sir. Didn't really know how to explain this, but I met my very dear friend through this CB radio, and over time, he's become my best friend. My only friend. I know this sounds crazy, but I swear on everything I love that I believe I've been communicating with your son." So who's the little girl? Who's the little boy? Who's he communicating with? And why and how and all the other questions that go along with one hell of a good ghost story. That's just one of the stories in this week's EPP bonus episode, EPP 100 of Real Ghost Stories Online. We also hear the story of a military wife finding that she has an unwanted visitor that appears only when her husband is off at training. Also, could there be a physical reason for a child's mysterious imaginary friend? And living alone, a young man finds that he may be sharing his apartment after all. Get this episode, EPP 100, and all 100 bonus episodes, exclusive video content, and help keep our show on the air when you sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on our website, ghostpodcast.com. Enjoy getting freaked out, and thank you for helping us get to EPP 100.